Chase and Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Predators get the 3-2 win last night in Minnesota to start a three-game road trip. To talk more about that, we say hello to the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is on the line with us. Sean, good morning. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. It's always good to wake up after a win.
Well, it's good to go to bed after a win, and it's even better to wake up after one. Waking up is always good, by the way. But I got to tell you, we were just talking before I came on, and this might have to convert to like a two-hour segment because we have a lot of cleaning up of facts to do for you guys this morning.
Uh-oh. What did we get wrong?
Well, everyone knows the 86 Giants defense was far superior to the 85 Bears. So stop bringing it up, please, Joe. Thank you. Number two, the fact that you guys have not built the lineage between the Carlton family and the Callahan family and the New York Giants is disappointing, but it should have all of us excited about the future.
Okay, so what is it? I don't even know this.
Oh, look, I'm not going to spoon feed, you know, this whole segment on your education. I'm just laying out your breadcrumbs. But, you know, obviously Rand's father was a two-time Super Bowl champion with the New York Giants, probably the greatest running back never to be the featured running back in the history of the game. And then the Callahans, the sheer volume of Giants that they've coached between the two of them is pretty incredible.
Okay. All right, there you go. See, you're here to educate us. You're here to educate us, and we appreciate that.
I don't even know what, I don't know why we call this a Predator segment. This should be like Truth in Sports.
Sean, what number was Maurice Carthon?
You know what? I think he was 44.
All right, he was. Just making sure.
That was good. Good.
Nice.
Oh, I love the New York Generals, and I was about to give up on my Giants when the USFL was going to take over, and then obviously someone ruined that league. But the backfield of Herschel Walker, Maurice Carthon, quarterbacks with Brian Sipe, the Bills quarterback. Who was it?
Doug Flutie.
You know who it is. Well, Doug Flutie, but also the Bills quarterback.
Oh, Jim Kelly.
Oklahoma Outlaws. Yeah, those are the three quarterbacks on that team. They're pretty incredible. And then, obviously, Maurice Carthon made the smart decision to stay in New York for his greatness.
That he did.
So, anyway, the New York Giants were something. Now let's talk some Preds hockey, huh?
Yeah, there you go. That's a nice transition. Sean Henry is with us. Predators went 3-2 last night. I do want to start with something really, really cool that Robbie Stanley wrote about it on NHL.com. They have a video up. But, I mean, if you've been around this organization for 5 minutes or even a visiting team, you know who Craig Partner Baugh is. One of the most lovable human beings I have ever met in my life. I thought your tweet about you might break a rib with a hug that he gives you was so true. But Partner battled prostate cancer. He's doing well. But I thought it was really cool of him to get some notoriety and be featured because he's such a special guy.
Yeah, you know, we talk about a lot of the personalities in and around our team and the city. And I don't know if there's a more welcoming guy than Partner. You know, he oversees the visiting locker room for us, and he's been a staple since, you know, before we even dropped the first puck. But something really cool, a few years ago, we had a birthday party for him. It turned a marquee birthday. And we got videos from people around the league and some gifts that they gave him. And it was a who's who of hockey. It was like the incoming class of the Hall of Fame, you know, from the stars of every single team, hearing them talk about Craig over the years of seeing him maybe once a year or maybe, you know, four or five times, you know, a season, it brought tears to your eyes. And, you know, when he was diagnosed, the whole organization kind of rallied around him because he means so much to all of us. But I made the mistake this year of giving him his Christmas present in person. Unfortunately, he's a Cardinal fan, which I can't cure him of. I got him a Cardinal thing. And I really thought I was going to break my sternum, ribs, and spine. He's such a lovable guy. And, you know, he's twice my size. I mean, he pitched up this bear hug. And I was like, oh, I'm never getting you a present again. But he really is an amazing person. And if you're having a good day and see him, it's better. If you're having a bad day and you see him, it just became great. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, he's such an icon down there. Such a good man. Monday, I know the result wasn't what the team wanted. Sean, I got to tell you, well, on the ground floor when the team first came here 25 years ago, and just watching these old players come back and seeing them on the ice again, that was really cool because I was there that night and it was just cool to see them all back again.
You know what it really was? And we said once we turned the corner on that 25 years, we started doing more and more of those things because you now have some players that are retired and they have the time to come back. And what I loved about it was, you know, there are a handful of guys that was the first time they've been here in 20, 25 years. Obviously, a lot of them are scouts, so they're here once in a while. But to see them interact with each other throughout the day, signing our new puck wall that we put up on the club level, to interacting with our fans, to really just see them celebrate each other and hug on each other on the ice and afterwards, it was really, really cool. And it's funny, you know, I hate losing, as you know. We all do. But that night, despite the loss, was still a magical night.
Hey, real quick, something that really stood out to me that I thought was really cool was, you know, some of the guys that were introduced were here the first year, and that was it. And so there, you know, are a lot of members of the fan base that maybe don't remember them. But I felt like David Legwin, the cheers that he got, that he was about to suit up and go and take the face off. I mean, it was just like it was when he was playing here, and I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, it really was. And what I really love about Legwin is he's just like all of us. You know, he's a real fan in what he does in all sports. And he was supposed to come in Sunday night, but he delayed it to Monday morning because he wanted to have his party to watch the Lions play football. And that's funny. We talked about that more than anything. And I think that's what makes him so likable. I mean, sure, he played over 1,000 games in our league, our number one draft pick. But he's also just a regular guy. He's a sports fan. And I think that's why the city fell in love with him more than even his hockey skills. But you really could relate to David Legwin as the guy next door. And it was so much fun catching up with him. He's here a little bit more often now, and I'm so grateful that he still considers this home.
When you talk to the older guys coming back for that big event on Monday, what was kind of their common theme? Just grateful to be welcomed back, love the building, love things. Because like you said, a lot of those guys have not been back in a long time, but to see the changes now, I just think you got to be just shocked and pleasantly surprised how well they were received and how great the building looks.
Yeah, I think if you put a heat map of their words or phrases, it was a special building 25 years ago and even more so now, and even will be more so in 20 more years, being we're, you know, stay here forever. Obviously, the second was, oh my gosh, this city has exploded in such a fun way. When some of those guys were here, you know, there were maybe three or four restaurants they frequented.
Right.
Where now, if you did three or four restaurants a week, you still wouldn't be able to catch up, you know, with all the new ones and all the positive growth. And then what I really liked about them is some of the causes that they believed in 25 years ago. They all talked about where we've taken our foundation today, which as great as it was then, it's, you know, 100-fold today. And the pride they each had in that, it was pretty neat. It really, really was.
Sean Henry is with us. Wednesday is going to be a special night. It's not only the last game before the All-Star break, but it's also Black History Celebration Night. There's going to be a lot of different things going on at the arena. Fans can bid on special jerseys that will obviously go towards the Preds Foundation. You can text PREDS to 76278 beginning January 31st or stop by the foundation table during the game to bid on those. Those are always cool. But I know that this is always a special one in hockey. Obviously, Willie O'Ree means so much to the hockey world, but going to be a cool night on Wednesday.
Yeah, it really will be. You know, whenever we get a chance to celebrate, you know, individual communities with our game, it's just that much more impactful. The one thing that I really love about our league and all of our sister teams is we all recognize that our game could be bigger, it could be better when we make it a little bit more inclusive and more welcoming. And, you know, we have 10 or 15 games a year that we really focus in on some, you know, different history and celebrations. But also, hey, let's kick that door open and make sure that all of Nashville feels really comfortable in calling themselves Smashville. And, Wednesday night will be a special night. I love what we're doing with our jerseys and how we come up with the artwork and really tell a nice story. And there are a handful of people that will be like, why are you doing this? Well, we're doing it because it's important. It's important for our growth. It's important for collective, healing. But most importantly, it's fun telling the history of where it all started and, more importantly, where we can grow. I have a meeting later today with TSU to really talk about, you know, how are we going to continue to build plans to launch their Division I hockey program. That conversation doesn't happen when we didn't start doing events like this so many years ago. So it really is exciting. So thank you for bringing that up.
Can we shove those handful of people in a closet and lock the door? Is that okay?
I wish we could, because it's the same nine people
right.
That yell and cry about everything. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. You move a doorknob 2 inches to the right, they won't be able to get out of that closet, by the way. You know, and let's face it, progress is a good thing. Change is a good thing. And I love the fact that we have a chance to really look at Nashville, our home, and celebrate everyone that lives here.
Well, the thing I'm excited about with all this, and as much as Joe and I love high school football and high school sports, the battle of the bands between Maplewood, White's Creek, and Stratford, that's going to be fantastic on the pregame plaza party. Always cool to feature the bands.
Yeah, if you're not out on the plaza, you're going to be missing something. But you know, the really cool thing is last year at the same event, we had TSU's marching band out there, and you literally saw people leaving Broadway and the honky-tonks that were not coming to the game. People leaving the convention center with badges for whatever, you know, convention was going on, and just hanging out on the plaza because the energy was so high and so fun. So, yeah, it starts on the streets, and the party continues to center ice, and ideally, you know, for an hour or two after the game, celebrating, ideally, a Preds win.
Did I see a special start time Wednesday? Is that right? Correct? I think 6:30?
6:30.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up because you just informed me of something. 6:30 start time. Let's all be in the building early that night. No reason to stay at work. Leave work at 3 o'clock that day and get on down to 501 Broadway.
I love it. Chase, I'm taking Chase down there tonight to Jurassic World because he got all A's on his report card. So
that was last week.
We'll be down at Jurassic World. Was that last week?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to.
What's this week?
Well, no, the event. No, it's this week.
Oh, okay.
No, it's this week. Hey, let Joe do all the updates on
Hey, you have so much stuff at the arena, I can't keep up with what's what, all right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he's perfect. He's like Anchorman. He's just reading off the teleprompter.
Yeah,
it'll be a fun
man.
Weekend, though. You know, family shows really are always fun. And, you know, BetMGM Lounge, you know, features a kid's menu tonight. So I'm bringing my niece and my nephew tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, partying with dinosaurs with them as we await another Preds game tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, indeed. It is Jurassic World this weekend. The Globetrotters were last weekend. So, see, again, you have so much going on that I can't keep up with it. Sean, thanks so much as always. Let's go get a win this weekend, and we'll see you Wednesday at Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, big road trip. Started it the right way. You know, we're 1-0, and ideally the next two games work out the way we want it as well. And remember one thing, guys. We are all Smashville loyal, and that's an exciting thing we launched as well.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Bring that up. Yeah, talk about that for a second.
Well, I'm trying to, but you're stammering through this, you know, like the Globetrotters.
I know.
No, but, you know, when we brought in Deanna Witter, who you guys met last week, I think, to take over our chief revenue officer role, her goal is very simple. Tap into all the good things that our fan base has created with us, work with all of our employees to, you know, look at our fans, the lifeblood of our organization, try to build something even better than we have already. And what she and Leif Yasser put together, it really is incredible. I'm excited about really a 12-month celebration of the people that have made Smashville famous, the people that allowed this team to flourish and thrive, and most importantly, stay here 15 years ago when it almost didn't happen. So I'm excited about it, and I am Smashville loyal just like you and so many others.
So to understand this correctly, is this kind of like an evolution of the Loyal Legion and has now transitioned into Smashville Loyal? It's just another step in the evolution?
Yeah, it is an evolution of the celebration of our fans. And what I like about it really is a program built by our fans, for our fans. You know, we listen to them all the time. Every improvement we do in the building is really taken from words they have, from criticisms to suggestions. And that's what this is. It's taking what we've done so well and making it even better. You know, so if you're already locked into a partnership or a program with us, your life just got better. If you're not in yet, this might be the way to entice a few more people to spend a few more days with us in Bridgestone Arena.
Smashville Loyal. You can check more about it at NashvillePredators.com. Sean, appreciate it as always, my friend.
All right, I look forward to signing off for the second segment. So we talk about some sports history and talk about how good it is to have a new head coach in with the Titans. I'm really excited about the future with them. I hope you guys are. And that's no disrespect to Mike Vrabel, who got to know a little bit off the field, too. It's just another step, you know, for this team moving forward. We're excited about it over here, too.
Yep, we're excited as well. Thanks, Sean.
All right, guys, thank you.
See ya. Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. We'll talk more about the Titans, including could Derrick Henry come back? Is the door more open than we think it is for the two-tone blue? We'll discuss that next. Chasing Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group. But first, I'm going to give something away. Let's see. A four-pack of tickets to see the Belmont men's basketball team take on UIC at the Curb Event Center tomorrow. caller, the first caller, 615-737-1025, will win a four-pack of tickets to see Belmont men's basketball take on UIC at the Curb Event Center tomorrow. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.